This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, November 28. What must I do to be saved? Our reading comes from Acts chapter 16. The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten with rods. After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. When he received these orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open, and everyone's chains came loose. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." The jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." They then spoke the word of the Lord to him, and to all the others in his house. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately, he and all his household were baptized. The jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole household. In Philippi, Paul and Silas were beaten and thrown into jail after some angry slave owners brought false charges against them. Despite such treatment, they took the opportunity to pray and sing to the Lord, and the other prisoners listened to them. Then a sudden earthquake opened all the cells and loosened all the prisoners' chains. The jailer thought everyone had escaped, and if they had, he would have been executed. Panicking, he drew his sword to kill himself, but Paul stopped him. In desperation, the jailer asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Never missing an opportunity to share the good news, Paul and Silas said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." And that night, as Paul and Silas shared the word of the Lord, salvation came to that jailer's household. What a stunning turnaround. That prison guard went from a quiet night's duty to a hair-raising emergency to the amazing security and serenity of new life in Christ. No wonder he and his whole household were filled with joy upon hearing the good news. Some people grow up hearing the good news and experiencing God's love in their home and family life. Others come to believe in God through other experiences, and even in the midst of crisis, like the jailer. No matter how it happens, faith in Christ is God's gift. What must we do? Believe. Pray with me. Jesus, help us to believe in you and enjoy new life forever in your name. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.